Did your family celebrate the holidays?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, because of my father. I still do. I keep my Christmas cards up all year. Then I get new ones, and I put those away and put the other ones up. Mm-hmm. I'm between Christianity and spirituality. I think they're similar. They're very much similar. We believe, all believe in the same God. It's a higher power, and it's good. Like we say, Washte, Nina Washte, very good.
Who taught you the most about being Dakota?
I guess I taught myself, like all the reading I did. When I was younger, I did speak to my grandfather, but he didn't speak too much English. I didn't have to listen real hard and trying to figure out what he was talking about. But my grandfather, Baptiste, he was, I would say he was more of a progressive type of person. He never went to school. He never had an education. But at one time, he had a lot of money. He was a farmer. He raised his own horses. He raised his own crops. And I think at one time he had the first threshing machine in Roberts County. And we had a crew of probably about 20, 30 guys. They traveled around with this threshing machine, and they had a boiler that they had to take with them to feed the wood in to keep the threshing machine running, you know. He'd go to different counties. I think probably he did all go all the way up into Canada to do this, to help these farmers thresh their wheat. He did make some money doing that. And then his first wife passed away in 1905, it was. And he married this woman named Catherine LaCroix. As a matter of fact, she attended Carlisle Indian School. She was pretty well educated in Pennsylvania. That was one of the first boarding schools that was created after the Civil War. They brought children from all over the country there, from different tribes. I have mixed feelings about boarding schools. It was the right thing to do. It introduced natives to civilization, things of that sort. Taught them how to read, how to act in public. But it took away the spirituality. And the way they did it, they took young children, 8, 9, 10-year-olds, away from the home for 9 months out of the year. And culturally, that was a bad thing to do with children because of the adhesiveness of the family. In our culture, family is everything. It's called our teoshpaya, our extended family, our immediate family. To take a child out of a home like that and put it in a boarding school and expect them to learn something that they were culturally not prepared to do, you know. It was a very hard thing to do. And a lot of these children died in these boarding schools from disease, homesickness. One of the first things they did when they arrived at these boarding schools was they cut the hair of the little children. You went up, the child started crying. Give them a piece of candy. Indian children never had candy. They didn't know what it was. But it was sweet. It pacified them. But cutting the hair in our culture is a sign that someone in the family has died. We never cut our hair unless someone dies. And the child believed, well, who died? Was it my mother, my father, my sister? That made it even more difficult for these children to explain. Like I said, boarding schools were good to an extent, but the way they did it was not good.